ABC News.
Those familiar with the concept of microfinancing would know of the work of the Grameen Bank. It was established in Bangladesh in the 1970s, offering small loans to the impoverished without requiring collateral. Together with its founder, Professor Muhammad Yunus, it was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. Now it's to be launched in Australia. I spoke to the CEO, Adam Mooney, a short time ago.
I'm 2 months into the job now, and I've just been overwhelmed with the support and the philosophical support, but also the encouragement from people all around Australia. We need human connectedness and economic development and live, you know, more hope and belonging, particularly emerging from livelihoods now more than ever. So it's great.
I guess it's really difficult launching in the middle of a pandemic, or in some ways, is that the perfect time to launch?
It is. Well, we weren't planning on launching in a pandemic, but I think that the onset of the pandemic has accelerated the demand for inclusive finance all around the world. And to be able to bring models that have worked so successfully in so-called developing countries to Australia, and to learn from what's happening in the US and other so-called developed economies, bring that to Australia right now, where we've seen huge social and economic dislocation. I think that Deloitte Access Economics the other day was forecasting that around 2 million people will have either lost their jobs or aren't working at the moment by December. And we, you know, Grameen has been so successful in Bangladesh and all around the world, particularly reaching women, but just people on low income generally, bringing together a group of entrepreneurs that have their own individual ideas and enterprise ideas and skills, using the strengths that are inherent within that community and being able to provide a small loan and that peer group connectedness to be able to talk about your idea, to bounce marketing strategies off each other, and again, that human connectedness and sharing of aspirations and a brighter future gives hope to the group, but hope to everybody. But it also leads to livelihoods, to income generation in uncertain times. It's something that we all need hope, we all need a sense of belonging, and that's what Grameen Australia is all about. And we can't wait to get underway later this year and moving into 2021.
Who is the market that you'll be targeting?
Yeah, we know that there are there's around 500,000 people that that meet our key target, and they really in Australia there are roughly 3.8 million adults that are deemed to be financially excluded, and they can't get a loan, they haven't got appropriate savings, and unable to access insurance. At the moment, I just mentioned before that there's probably going to be, by December, 3 million people that are often in the same group as those financially excluded, 3 million people that are either unemployed or underemployed. There are forecast to be 2.3 million people that are living in poverty, and of those, around 500,000 that have an enterprise aspiration, that is an intent and the capability to be able to use technical skills or other human skills to start an enterprise. And those that have a vocational interest, it may be technical, it may be carpentry, it may be in the health sector, it may be, for example, we're seeing now masks being made by women, particularly all around the world. But that agility, that flexibility, that local market knowledge and that skill being applied to, you know, for supply and demand economics is what we need. So we think that, and within that, there are people who want to have a group connectedness. So our demographic analysis shows that the largest group of people in Australia, our typical client, will be entrepreneurial people on low incomes, especially women that want to create a business and realise economic independence. And so who's overrepresented in that group? Sole parents, people acting as carers who want to choose to work from home. We're all doing that a lot more these days. 25 to 54 year olds is highly overrepresented. Aboriginal people, migrants, people with a disability, those that have experienced relationship breakdown, but particularly those that have technical skills and that have been COVID impacted, and that's our core market. We think Aboriginal people, in particular, Aboriginal culture, generally speaking, lends itself very well to this collective way of working in small groups, and where there's a loyalty and affinity to a clan group or a skin group that I've worked with before. I've seen that work very well. Migrants, maybe it's first or second generation migrants to Australia, that want to work in small groups from home. This is our key target market, Tracy.
And that is the CEO of Grameen Bank, Adam Mooney.
ABC News.